gossip, negativity, judgments, condemnation, beatings, violence, death. You'd think we've learned our lesson. Why is it that human beings, whenever there's something that they disagree with or don't like or don't understand, resort to violence? In the Passion today, we even hear the disciples, when they came up against something that they didn't get, the first thing was to slice off the ear of one of the servants. Why haven't we learned our lesson? Every time we come together and celebrate Mass, we celebrate the Passion, suffering, and death of Jesus. But we still haven't learned our lesson. We have an opportunity, many opportunities, to do practice reconciliation in our lives, not just the sacrament, but to gather people together, to apologize, to have conversations, to dialogue. But we still haven't learned our lesson. We've been through war after war, insurrection and violence, and we still haven't learned our lesson. And what we're experiencing right now in Ukraine is really the same thing that's going on at the time of Christ, the Passion that we did today. And what's even worse is that it's what happens when government and religion come together. It's very dangerous. It's what happened in the time of Christ and what's going on right now in Ukraine. And so the carnage and the suffering and the death that the people of Ukraine are experiencing right now is the same thing over and over and over. We haven't learned our lesson. But yet, before we shake our fingers and point at the Russians, we need to look into ourselves. We do the same thing in our country, in our churches, in our families, in our hearts. Instead of working it out, we resort to violence. You would think we'd learn our lesson. And then what makes it doubly worse is this is how we raise our young people. That's the way you solve problems. They're learning a lesson. Will we learn a lesson? Will I learn a lesson? Will you learn a lesson? It's probably a good thing that at the beginning of every Mass, we say, Lord, have mercy.